Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Redmond TV. It's the instant match reaction. Liverpool lost 2-0 to Red Star Belgrade. I'm joined by another equally unhappy person in Ross Chanley. That was dire, to be honest. Let's sit like this. Because
we were having such a good day in work, weren't we? We got pizza in, we had a laugh, a couple of games of pool before the game, play Pro Evo. I never thought it was going to be a walk in the park, but I just didn't expect that from the get-go. And then when we went behind expecting a reaction, just never happened. It kind of did. And we went unlucky. Yeah, it wasn't unlucky in parts, but then you look at the story thing, that wasn't lucky. That was poor. The Andalana diving header, that was kind of unlucky. And then, you know, I said in the Twitter reactions, everything just seemed kind of rushed and desperate and needy. Yeah. That's what it was.
Well, it's one of them. Studdage needs to score there, doesn't he? Settle everything down. He had to score there. It's 6 yards out. The one player you think...
Wasn't even 6 yards, Tom.
Exactly. It's the one player you think you wanted to drop to. There's no Salah there.
On his left foot as well. Oh, on his left foot. And then he's culpable again.
Just not passing.
I think he tried to compensate for that by taking on three people and not passing to Trent later on. And then when we haven't found our form, we haven't found our rhythm, we haven't found that cohesion, he's coming into that. He just needs to play a simple ball.
Yeah.
And again, he's trying to be a hero and he's trying to make up for what he's done. But he could do that by just passing the ball to Trent.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen after that.
It's one of them. I said in the play ratings, look, he scores that and we're like, brilliant.
Oh, because we've gone 1-0.
Exactly. But you think, it's just frustrating. Look, the first 10, 15 minutes, we didn't start too badly. If you think about the home game, they just kept hitting the ball into the air, stopping us playing on the ground. And that's what they did this leg as well. Mm. But we created a few little nice chances. There was a few on the edge of the box where we could have scored. The Sturridge one's in there. The Milner one where he skies it. Trent one, it rolls across and he skies it as well. Yeah, and I mean, we were creating some good stuff and you're thinking, okay, this could be a bit different. But we need to put one of these away. And then, obviously, they score. Do you reckon that's a good goal or bad defending?
The second goal?
Their first goal, the corner.
Both. I said in the Twitter reactions, I said at the time on TV, if they knew that Pavkov was playing, he's built like a brick shithouse, put Virgil van Dijk on him.
Yeah.
We've seen it before when we play Man United and they chuck Fellaini or Lukaku on. Lovren can't deal with that person because he's got the height but he doesn't have the strength. Van Dijk can beat anyone for strength. He could probably beat a fucking building for strength if he fucking wanted to because he's that hard. If they knew he was playing, adjust your system to just mark him out the game. Don't let him have the run on because he's going to beat anyone. And he got past his runners, like you said, the blockers, and he pretty much had a free header. Well, Virgil van Dijk stood still because he's in a zonal area. He's got no chance of getting to that ball because he hasn't got a run on anyone. I know he's got a chance because he's big and he wins everything else. But when it comes against that fella, you've got no chance.
Yeah.
So in terms of, was it a bad play? Yeah. But it was a bad tactical decision as well.
It's weird because we look at it and we did a show with Lucas Leiva a long time ago where he basically talked about the defensive system under Jurgen Klopp, and it was at the time they had a group of blockers in there, so that was Lallana and Gini. He bypassed both of them, and then we have a bank which is the zone, and that is they're the big guys, and he got in between them, great ball, and just put it away.
When you've got someone that size,
if
you're a blocker, you've got no chance.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like saying. But having Virgil van Dijk as a runner and someone putting a blocker on him who's not a centre back.
Yeah.
Well, what's he going to do? He's going to fucking push him out of the way.
So we saw him in his attacking role. Then you see him as not an attacking role, in a big centre forward role. Then you see him bringing the ball down, and then Gino Wijnaldum, obviously it's a little bit of play, beats the man, and then he just scores into the side.
I mean, the finish was pretty good. You have to give him some credit for that. Yeah. You can question the goalkeeper, should he do better? But Gini Wijnaldum, there was questions last season, I know we said it quite a lot, as this stage last season, of we're too nice. And in that moment, everyone in here screamed at the same time, seen it since, just fucking take him out.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, there was a comment on Twitter actually, someone said, you know, if Fabinho's in that role,
he trips him up.
He just trips him up.
Yeah.
That's his job. And the question is, say, shit, or it's a foul, or whatever. But he prevents someone from scoring a goal. And they did it to us.
Yeah.
I think Firmino was going through and he just got pulled back because he knew we were on a counter attack.
Maybe I'd maybe agree with that. I think maybe they just weren't expecting it, which is strange. Champions League side. And you're thinking, needed someone to step up, didn't we? We needed a centre back to just go, no, I'm coming up. And I'm gonna stop this guy. I'm gonna put a foot in, and that should have been John Matip. There just needs to get closer in that situation. Maybe Van Dijk as well.
It all went wrong with the starting lineup. If I'm being perfectly honest, I know in hindsight you can say that now, but that's the lineup and the formation. You know, it's been mentioned during that game. We discussed it, and a couple of people in the studio at the time. You know, the 4-2-3-1. It's been used and it's worked before. Rafa Benitez's sides would set up at European aways to basically just stop people from playing their football and go and nick a win. And I thought that's what we'd see from Liverpool in certain games, like the Arsenal game or your Chelsea away or whatever, or you know the big games that are away and the European aways. And to go 4-3-3 in a midfield that hasn't really played together, out of Gini and Milner have, and you've got Lauren there who hasn't really played football, Milner tries to do, it's not criticism, too much, because he's trying to be everywhere and protect the fullbacks because they don't get it. And when you play Sturridge up top on his own, he's Firmino's like an extra midfielder at times because he has to drop deep to come and get the ball or protect the midfield, which frees up another player to go and protect the defence. But when you've got Adam Lallana can't do that. Sturridge can't go and do that because Sturridge doesn't have the work rate that Firmino's got to go and do that. So it's fine putting Lallana in there, but don't put Sturridge in there as well, and don't put Matip in there.
Well, I mean, you're thinking you shift Gomez over to centre half and you keep Trent. Trent would then be the right back. Trent had to start.
Well, I would have started Lovren, but obviously he wasn't fit.
Exactly. But and then you're looking further forward, you're looking at Sturridge coming in. I mean, Sturridge,
I get Firmino's been tired and he's been off the boil.
But we had to bring him on anyway.
Exactly.
So we had to bring him on to work even harder to try and rectify a 2-0 deficit, which is the most frustrating part. And once they're 2-0 up, they're sat low block, and we've seen Liverpool come up against this so many times, haven't we, where it's so hard to break this team down. They're playing for their lives, it's a massive game for them, and they're just going, we have this lead, we have the crowd backing us, we should protect this, we can protect this. And ultimately they did. We couldn't find a breakthrough.
Get to 60-65 minutes, and as someone said it near, it's one of them. It's just one of them games, you know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The second half, we were much better,
yeah,
but it was too little too late in terms of decision-making, and obviously two goals down. They had no risks to take, did they, really? And the way that they're built, and they must be used to being in those positions of being in the lead and defending them, because they don't play decent teams week in, week out, and it must be a piece of piss to them. Not, again, in terms of quality, but having that system drilled into them of how to defend. They weren't scared of us. And we've had this notion that everyone is scared of us, or we're not scared of anyone that we go to. We turned up there thinking we were already going to win.
Yeah,
and they took out of us, and they thought, right, we've got it now. They've got the crowd behind, a decent crowd behind them.
Yeah.
And something on the Twitter actions that no one really said was to give them credit, which I know it's really hard to do because
they were brilliant.
It's Red Star Belgrade, and no one's ever heard of them, and the shite, whatever.
Champions League side,
I know, but you know, people's perceptions are like the nobody's Farmers League or whatever.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
yeah,
sometimes you just have to give credit to an opposition team, and people don't tend to do that. I know we were shit, but for them
to
take the chances, which we didn't do.
Yeah.
If Sturridge can miss it from 3 yards and their striker scores from 25 yards and puts it top corner, you can't argue with that, can you?
Defensively, they were outstanding. I think there was a few times where we made them runs in the channels and they were just throwing in bodies constantly. And that's something that...
That's the issue.
Brilliant defender.
I put with Mo Salah on play ratings for the website of going, he's fine, he's got the pace. But when you come up against teams like that who have the strength, all they've got to do is just put an arm out.
Yeah.
Shove him off the ball. Is he ever off balance or is he away from the ball?
All right, then. So, Jadon Sakiri's been left out of the squad.
Yeah.
It's going to be much talked about because I think it kind of has to be now.
Yeah.
We've left him out of there. He could have come in any one of the attacking mid position. He could have come in on the wing position. And I know why we've not done it, and I understand completely why we've not done it. It's not a political thing, but it's more for like his own safety, the team's own safety. Everything around that, we won't get into the political side of things because there's no point.
Yeah.
But we could have used them on the pitch today, couldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he might have been a motivation for them because the crowd would have been more pissed off.
Yeah,
every time he got the ball. And we talked about Nyumbu that he got booed in the home leg every time he got the ball by the section of fans, pockets of fans that were in Anfield. But then something like we mentioned it on the Umbu again, you know, what point do you get where you need to stop taking your players to games for their own protection?
Yeah.
And what message does that send out to other people? Well, if something had have happened, Red Star Belgrade would have been
fined or
something would have happened for it. And I'm not saying put Shaqiri's life at risk for
of
that
course
sake.
Not. Yeah,
but
not,
it would never have got to that.
Yeah.
It would never have ever got to that.
Yeah.
Something might have been thrown or whatever, he might have got injured. I'm not saying that's an okay thing to do. But what's the worst case scenario? Would have got fucking stabbed or something, would he? Just like, would have pissed him off. And you think, in hindsight, again now, I would have started him. I really would have been a certain start for me, because, and particularly when he played 20 minutes at the weekend as well against Cardiff, you think, okay, he's playing at the weekend.
Yeah.
And he's not.
I know, it's hard. I mean, look, that was one of them games. We looked at these two Red Star games and we went, we've got a win both of these.
Yeah.
And look,
they're
it's not over.
As well, though, to be fair.
Exactly. And look, it's not over, is it?
No, no.
You sat there and you're thinking, look, I'm not happy after today's performance.
It's not just today, though. It's the Arsenal thing as well, isn't it? And then the fact that people, you know, we've dropped points. We haven't played well all season. And that's something else that I said, you know, we played shit all season, but we've got results in most of the games. And you kind of think, we're playing shit, but we're getting results.
But then,
and now we're playing shit and we're not getting results.
We could have played shit today and Sturridge could have finished that. And then we could have played shit today and the two that hit the post didn't hit the post and went in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we could have played shit today.
Stop being optimistic, Tom.
No, but yeah, I'm trying to cheer myself up more than anything
because
I feel terrible
right
now. Liverpool have lost the game of footy and that's the worst thing. That's going to piss me off now until we play Fulham. Genuinely, I'm not going to speak to anyone tonight because that's what football is.
Yeah.
It just, when it's the highs, it's the 4-3 against Man City where you want to speak to everyone, and it's the lows where you play shit, absolutely dire against Napoli and against Red Star. And at least we're not doing that in the Premier League. At least we're not losing like that in the Premier League.
That's why
got Fulham.
It's hard because we played shite in those two away games and we've got two very difficult games coming up. I know a lot depends on whatever happens tonight with PSG and Napoli. Mm. But we've left ourselves a fucking hard job to do.
We can do it, can't we? Like
of course we can do it.
We had a good enough side. Obviously, we didn't show it tonight. But
no,
we had a good enough side to go up against Napoli and go up against PSG. And we had a good enough side to beat them, whether it be home, whether it be away.
Yeah.
I'm very confident of that. We just didn't turn up today. And that's the most insanely frustrating thing. I can't wait to hear Klopp's post-match press conference because he's going to be raging.
He got asked what the problem was and he said, I've only got 10 fingers.
There you go.
I summed it up.
There you go. And that's the best thing for me is Jurgen Klopp is going to get a reaction.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get a reaction out of them, like, you know for the fact he's screamed at Daniel Sturridge.
Yeah.
Going, what was that? I brought you into here to make a difference and look what, you've not done anything. He's hooked Trent. Maybe that's, Si said, maybe that's not going to do anything for his confidence.
No.
We're not here to boost his confidence. He's here to play well for Liverpool.
Which
not
is made worse
off
by the fact that Gomez came on and Gomez played really fucking well.
Exactly. Like, we're not writing him off.
No.
But he needs to learn.
Yeah.
You got to play better than that. Big games, big performances. Kind of round it off, they were brilliant with the gamesmanship. Did exactly what you have to do.
It's fucking annoying to watch.
Oh, yeah.
But if that's Liverpool, you're going, stay down.
Exactly.
Stay down. Do whatever you can.
And
get the golf cart on the pitch. Hook another 10 minutes out of it.
They deserve the win, don't they? They deserve them 3 points.
It's hard to say, but yeah, of course they did, yeah. Like, they took the chances. As poor as we were, you can't in any European game away, you can't go and perform like that and expect to get something out of it. And I know it's Red Star Belgrade, which we've already discussed and whatever. That's why it's hard to take, is because people were kind of thinking, we need to win this, we want to win this. And I said that in the Umbu, take a 1-0, just go and get 3 points.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the results are, as long as you get points on the board, and we haven't done that, which has made the rest of the league difficult for us.
Yeah, well, look, we are going to talk loads more in depth and detail. We've got the Man of the Match show coming up. The final word, this is the precursor to the final word. Basically, we want to know all your thoughts in the comments below because we're going to be taking them for the final word show. Look, anything you want to talk about in that, anything that you disagree with us, maybe you agree with us, whatever you want to talk about, let us know and we'll take a few of them and we will discuss them in the final word. Go over there, check it out. Look, we're upset. We're going to go back and watch it. We're going to see why this happened. To get over it, you need to know why. And it's going to make me feel better tomorrow. I know that for a fact. It happens every single time. You feel terrible after the defeat. And you get to sit here. There's four of us on the couch. Obviously, we'll be taking your comments. Having a discussion about just what we can do to improve, how we can get better, and
it's very cathartic, yeah, isn't it?
I promise you, you'll feel better for watching that. So go over, watch the final word. Like I say, Man of the Match show tomorrow. There aren't many to pick from. Maybe it's going to be a Red Star player, but they're going to be there talking about it anyway. Chris is going to be back with the stats and tactics. He's going to go in there, and I have no doubt that he is literally going to, with a fine-tooth comb, as ever, and just go, this is where we went wrong, this is where we went wrong, this is how we can improve, this is what we need to do. Brilliant show every single time, and we're going to be building up to the Fulham, so keep your eyes on all on the YouTube stuff, because look, we do have another game coming up really shortly, and we're going to play better. We are going to play better because we have to play better. So look, keep your eyes on the channel. We'll be back. Just keep your heads up, Reds.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.